Así vamos a comenzar, ¿tá?
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for waiting. Please be welcome to the conference call of Armac Rental for the earnings of Q2 2021. We inform that all the participants will be in the listen mode only during the presentation of the company, and then we will begin the Q&A session when further instructions will be supplied. If any of you needs assistance during the conference call, please request the help of an operator by dialing asterisk zero. Before proceeding, we would like to clarify that any declarations that may be made during this conference call concerning the business perspectives of the company, projections, operational goals, are based on beliefs of the company's management, as well as information currently available to the company. Considerations about the future are not guarantees of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions. They refer to future events and that may or may not occur. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operational factors may affect the and may lead to results that may differ materially from those expressed in these considerations about the future. Now I'd like to pass the floor to Mr. Fernando Aragon. Sir, you may proceed. Good morning to all. Thank you for participating in our first conference call. It's a great pleasure to be here. And I'd like to thank all those who helped in some way for our growth, especially and all the people who work, which are the engine of our company. Concerning Q2 2021, after terms, we have some relevant points. More important than this, we tripled revenue, and also we increased the margin, which is a victory for the company. Now, return levels on capital use, they continue healthy. However, ROIC 32.6% in the quarter, in line with what we want. And here, I would like to talk about ROIC. In this first conference call, it's important to mention this. Since our business model has the value until the end of the depreciation, so Armac accounting ROIC doesn't represent well the internal rate of return for investments, because in the first half life, when there is little depreciation of the machines, so we have this number. In the second half of the company, ROIC, accounting ROIC is greater. That is why we make an adjustment to average capital used for the machine. So we use a ROIC which is more coherent with the investments we're making. And I'd like to talk about the relevant purchase of used machinery, a very important lever for us. And this we have a turn by using used machines. And this is a priority for us in the long term. I would like to say that this is our journey continuing in the company, and we see here a great opportunity to continue managing the business as we always did, and with creation of value for our shareholders. And this is what you can expect, that we continue growing. Now we will pass the floor to Pedro, and he will continue the presentation with more details. Thank you. Good morning. I will begin with slide number 4, talking about our investments in the quarter. We closed Q2 with a rental of 1,902 pieces of equipment based with the yellow line of machinery, lifting forklifts and dump trucks, and also kite trucks. In this way, we have 603 new equipment in Q2 2020, and this represents a growth of 35.6%. Now going to CapEx, we invested during this quarter a total of 208 million, as Fernando mentioned, 25 through the acquisition of used equipment, used machines. We'd like to stress that 208 million represents an average of 9 million reais, which is a growth of 491% in relation to the monthly CapEx of Q2 2020. Going on, expansion of the fleet and the maintenance of our productivity, the gross revenue of Q2 2021 reached 79.3 million reais, and being made up from rental of and services and a small part from the sale of used equipment. The gross revenue of rental and services was 78.6 million reais, representing a growth of 42.6% in relation to Q1 and 227% in relation to Q2 2020. Illustrating this, if we annualize the revenue, we would have a gross revenue around 324 million. Right, we can observe the details of our revenue from leasing and rental per type of client. 63% rental come from made up of agribusiness, mining, and forestry. The other 30% are made up of rental to the sector of this is in line with the long-term strategy of the company. Now going to slide number 5, we present the gross profit and EBITDA to remove the result from the sale of assets, offering only a view of rental and services. Adjusted gross profit in Q2 21 reached 34.1 million, a growth of 45.8%. to 2021 and 255% in relation to the previous year. So the gross margin, and this comes from the strategy to eliminate middle persons for the parts and the maintenance of the great search for efficiency and gains in scale when buying parts. Adjusted EBITDA reached in the quarter, growing 41.7% when compared to Q1 21 and 233.4% in comparison with Q2. Annualize this number, we would have an adjusted EBITDA of 154 million. The adjusted EBITDA margin was 54.2% versus 54.5% in Q1 21 and 53.3% in Q2 20. During the first semester of 2021, Armac invested in the construction of the bases to enable it to allow to grow in the next few years. Among them, we'd like to highlight the investments in people, improving our capacity to attract talent, and creating completely new areas in the company, and development of our brand. Following on to slide 6, we see the net profit and cash. Here we see the same trends in growth and cash, 24.2 million, and And here we can see versus 33% in Q2 20. The net profit reached 10.8 million, 41% in comparison with Q1 21 and 215.7% in relation to Q2 20. The net margin reached 15% in Q2 21 versus 14.8% in Q1 21 and 15.6% versus Q2 20. Now, we on slide number 8, we took out loans, 258 million in new financing. We used this to finance the purchase of new machines and prepay in order to increase the average duration of the debts and the reduction of the average cost. We had our first issuance of debentures worth 300 million, of which until 180 million had been integralized, and the rest will be in July. The DI plus 3.65% and dropped to 3.35% with the IPO of the company. In this way, the gross one at 609 million, an increase of 207 million, which is in line with the capex of the period of 208 million. The debt closed Q2 21 with 474 million, showing a leverage of 4.69 times. Also, the increase in the level of leverage is in line with a high rhythm of growth, since the EBITDA reflects the results of the last 12 months. Net debt in comparison with the annualized EBITDA. Having said this, the IPO made in July, when we received the primary our capital structure and we received 1 billion. Going on to slide number 9, we have the profitability. Fernando talked about the methodology of ROIC, and ROIC was adjusted from 34.2 in Q1 21 and 39.9% in Q2 20. The adjusted ROIC was 57% versus 50.9% in Q1 21 and 69.6% in Q2 20. This variation between quarters in the increase in capital through speed in February 2021. With this slide, we'd like to close the presentation, and we thank you all for your participation. And we will now go on to the Q&A session. Thank you. Now we'd like to begin the Q&A session. To ask a question, please dial asterisk 1. To remove the question, please dial asterisk 2. Question comes from Lucas Marchiori, BTG Pactual. Presentation. Congratulations for the result. Congratulations for the IPO. 2 points. The first, the supply of machines. We have seen the concern on the part of OEMs to supply new machinery. See programs. Have you negotiated the purchase of new equipment, especially for this year? What is the situation in terms of delivering new machines from OEMs? This will help us to understand your schedule and growth. Second, I'd like to understand the behavior of the rental rates in Q2. This used machinery, has this given the company a greater yield in Q2, as you mentioned? The purchase of used or long-term value generation. So how is the rental rate in this case with used machines? Thank you. Okay, thank you for the questions. Well, concerning the availability of purchasing, we purchased from all the manufacturers of the yellow line, and we have many options in Brazil. And the machines we are receiving now were bought in September last year. And we haven't had any challenges for our receiving. We have a good relationship with the manufacturers of equipment and machines. We haven't had any problems. So we have received the machines as expected. The OEMs have delivered these machines, thus helping our growth. For next year, we have already made most of our purchases. We have some agreements that we're finalizing. Once again, we buy from many manufacturers, and I trust that we will have a CapEx that will be higher next year. We can't go into details now, but we will supply these numbers. Concerning used, we have a fleet that is made up of new and used machines. Used machines will help us to have a sustainable plan in the long term with our clients. Here, we have continued with the purchase of used machinery supplements the purchase of new machines. Thus, we're giving more options to our clients. And we expect to have returns that will than we already have due to the price for the client. Very clear. Thank you, Fernando. I wanted to understand your schedule point. You mentioned that 7.5% of the machines were used. Same percentage of used machinery. We bought 25 million in used machines. So it's a little higher than this. 8.5%. And to 10, 15%. We will never be a company that buys only used. No. So, but it's a growing part. We may get to 20%. Thank you. Sir, you may proceed. Good morning, Fernando. Good morning, Pedro. Thank you for the call. For the first result as a public company. My question has to do with used equipment. Could you give us more color? The average age of the used machinery, and related to this, could you also talk about extending the life of the used equipment with a good quality without pressure maintenance costs? Could you talk about this? This was one of the debates, the purchase of used machinery and your competitors also questioning your capacity to deliver. I'd like to hear from you about this point. Concerning used equipment, we buy from many sources. We pay in cash from the market. We buy equipment that is between the age of 3 and 10 years. Depending on the asset. So, we revamp and do the maintenance. Concerning cost of maintenance, this is one of the main strategies of the. We have worked to eliminate middle persons in the purchase of, and also our strategy continues the same, and are doing our best. We're looking at KPIs on a daily basis, and these assets balance with what we need. We are before delivering to new clients, we revamp, and we're always doing a follow-up of the KPIs. My question. Thank you for taking time. Another question. You highlighted the new employees, number of new employees. What percentage employees that you hired are mechanics? Please comment on your perspectives in the second semester. We hired many professionals, as we mentioned, presentation. We have a strategic management, and the majority of the employees we hired are for operations. Because of our growth, not only mechanics, but also welders, truck drivers, and professionals dealing with tires and wheels. What you can expect as the number of machines grows, that we will need more employees, we will be hiring more. The number of employees will grow definitely with the number of machines. Do you believe you will have bottlenecks? Do you believe you will be able to hire all the people you need without bottlenecks? Well-trained people to help in your growth plan? Yes? This is the greatest difficulty. That is why we make a great effort in hiring and selecting. You have to educate the people, train them, mechanics, drivers. So we're investing resources to improve our training infrastructure. So what we do on a day-to-day basis, we have these challenges and we are working on them to avoid bottlenecks for our growth. Thank you. Good luck. Thank you. Once again, I would like to remind you that to ask questions, please dial *1. To remove the question from the queue, please dial *2. Once again, to ask a question, to remove the question, *2. Our next question from Beat Partners. Good morning. Congratulations for the results. The average monthly CapEx was 30 million. How was this during the quarter? What can we expect for the next semester? Thank you. Our CapEx in Q2 is always on the rise. We arrived at this level and we have difficulty. We are buying and receiving based on commitments and sales in 2020. So we are a little limited in the amount. So we are now working with used machines too for next year. We are working on them. Our next question comes from Lucas Marquez. Thank you. Just a follow-up. Recently, the market has been discussing about impacts how are the sales because the increase now, for example, in how is this affecting the company? Has this decreased demand? How are sales? And or do you believe that the impact has not begun? Good question. We haven't seen any impact on sales. Sales are strong. I believe this is due to the fact that the market share is still small. In the short term, I don't see any impact on sales. We have forestry, agribusiness, and in infrastructure, we work in with client sessions, long-term contracts, and so we have contracts. Now, in sales, we do not see any impact, and in terms of capital and return, we have been working constantly on maintenance so that we see this business as continuing to be a good business. So, this is our first call. We see good opportunities for growth, and thank you. I would like to question. Please dial asterisk 1. To remove your question, please dial asterisk 2. Since there are no more questions, we would like to pass the floor to the speakers for their final comments. Well, we'd like to once again for participating and investing your time for our partners. Thank you for the trust. There's a lot. We will build it together, the company, with our total dedication and transparency during the next few years in building this business. Very much. And also, I'd like to thank our employees and clients. Thank you for the trust. Thank you. The conference call of Armaki is concluded. We thank you for participating. We wish you a good day.